Today we're going to learn about the king, the Melech Amon ben Menashe. Again, let's rewind and review. Menashe, the son of the holy Chizkiah, was a big Rasha, but besoif yomav, at the end of his days, he did tshuva. He had a son, Amon, that was born 11 years after he did tshuva. Yet, Chazal tell us, and you see in the Psukim, that he was a tremendous Rosho. Vayas hara be'enei Hashem kasher osa Menashe aviv. He stayed and straight off the path of the Eibishter, and the Poshet was a cruel melech. The Mepharshim want to know, how is it that a son that was born after his father did tshuva, how did he become such a Rosho? So there are different biurim. Some explain that it was, you know, the lack of proper chinuch or other things. I saw one interesting pirush, which this really, really is insightful. I don't know if this is the true answer, but it's definitely insightful. That he was suffering from what they call the echta v'oshuv, meaning he saw that his father lived a good life, partied, he did all the taivas and avodah zarah that he wanted, remembering that avodah zarah at that age was a big taiva, and later he did tshuva. So Amon thought to himself, you know what, let me follow the same thing, I'll do what I want, I'll give in to my nefesh habamis, echta v'ashuv, then later on in life I'll do tshuva. But we know what Chazal say, that someone that says echta v'ashuv, the Eibishter does not make it easy. It's not impossible, but it's definitely not easy. Why? Because basically, like the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, then you are using the tshuva as an excuse to do an aveira. You're using the Eibishter's koyach of tshuva to allow yourself to do an aveira. Instead of the tshuva being the kapara on the aveira, you're basically saying that I'll do an aveira because I have the koyach of tshuva. So the Eibishter is not very impressed or happy when someone uses tshuva as a reason for an aveira, as opposed for it being a reason to cure the aveira. But either way, Amon did not follow in the ways of his Zayda, but rather the ways of his father Menashe in a way that was worse. As a matter of fact, by now you know that there were three terrible kings of Malchus Beis David. You had those that weren't mamish amazing, but if you had to pinpoint three of the worst, you had Ochaz, then you had Menashe, and now you have Amon. And Chazal give a mashal about these three. Chazal tell us that Ochaz stopped the Karbonis, but they still had a Mizbeach. Menashe tore down the Mizbeach. In other words, he was even worse. The next generation, not only did they stop the Karbonis, but they also tore down the Mizbeach. And then Amon, he made it a place of cobwebs. In other words, it was so mufrach to do the right thing that it was so not used that it was got cobwebs. Again, this is a mashal of how things got worse with time. You know, in one generation, it was one, and Pashit, Ochaz, Menashe, Amon was worse and worse. Another way they say it is that Ochaz, he sealed up the Torah. In other words, he stopped Yidden from learning Torah. He sealed up the Torah. Menashe cut out the Eibishter's name from the Torah, in other words, a worse level. And Amon burned the Torah. In other words, again, it doesn't necessarily mean he did these things. It's an idea of how the wickedness and the rishus gets worse from generation to generation. What started off one generation like bad ends up terrible three generations. Another mashal that they bring is that that Achaz, he permitted Gilui Arayis. It didn't bother him. Menashe did Gilui Arayis. And Amon was mamish, the worst of the worst with his own family, etc. The idea is that from generation to generation, it was obviously getting worse and worse. Now, in the Yidden at that time, there were two groups. You obviously had the loyalists to the Eibishter, and they obviously were terrified and they were felt it was terrible, the work that Menashe and Amon were doing. And then you had those which were enjoying it. You know, they enjoyed their Nefesh HaBahamas. Remember that Menashe, the father of Amon, with all his Avodah Zarah and with all his Shtusim, he is the longest lasting Melech of Beis David. 55 years he was the Melech. Amon did not get that privilege. He didn't get the opportunity to do tshuva, and he didn't get the privilege of living very long. At a certain point, the religious people, which were the Avdei HaMelech, they had enough. And they did something that wasn't done to the other Malchei Beis David. The Pasuk says, Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chof Dalid, Vayikshru Olav Avoda Vayimisu BeBeisoi. They basically joined forces, a group of Chevra, and they assassinated Amon. Amon was 2 years a Melech, and he was assassinated in his house. It was a conspiracy, and they got assassinated. Now, they wanted to appoint a new Melech. The people that assassinated, they were also loyal to Beis David. A lot of times in the other Meluches, for example, Malchei Yisrael, the group that assassinated, they appointed themselves as the king, like the general and others. But there was no loyalty to a dynasty. But if you were from a Yid, you also had to be loyal to the Malchus Beis David. They wanted to appoint, find someone else that was more righteous from Zera Beis David and appoint them on the throne. But what happened was, by the time they figured out who and what they want, you had the king's chevre, the chevre which were also not so frum or not so involved, and they were not thrilled that Amon was killed and especially assassinated by Yidin. So the pasuk tells you, "V'yaku amaretz es kol koishim al melech Amon." They themselves went and killed the assassins. The assassins got assassinated. The people that killed Amon, which they could have done it for the will of the Eibishter and to protect the frumkeit of Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, they get assassinated themselves. And now comes a choice. Who are they going to appoint as king? So he had a young boy, and he was 8 years old, and his name was Yoshio. They, the people, really wanted Yoshio to be king. They felt he could be manipulated. They felt that he can he'll go in the ways of Amon and Menashe. In other words, the party, the Nefesh HaBahamas party, continues. So they got Klal Yisrael to appoint Amon, to appoint Yoshio as a king. But they're going to get into a very big surprise, because Yoshio turns out to be one from the greatest tzaddikim. Again, if you go through the Balchus Beis David, so you have those that really stick out with their tzidkus, including Hizkiyo, and then you have this one, who again, at this point, Malchus Yisrael is completely decimated, it's out of Eretz Yisrael, and they appoint Yoshio. Now, when Amon was killed, if you remember, his father, Menashe, they didn't allow him to be buried b'kivrei avoisav. They didn't allow him to be buried, because he was such a Rosha in his time, they buried him b'gan beisoy, in the garden house, and not in the place where the Malchu Beis David were buried before. Because Amon continued in this way, and he also was a Rosha, So he was also not buried, Bekivrei Avosav. He did not get the burial of Malchus Beit David. And he also gets buried, because the Torah tells us, Began Beisa, with his father in the garden house in the outskirts of town. But this is, Baruch Hashem, the end of this father and son, the two, at least the beginning to the Shoyim, Menashe and Amoin. And now we're going to speak in Mirz Hashem in the coming Shir about the Tzadik Yeshiyot.